This is your Concordia All Sports Report. My name is Eric Cumley, and welcome back, everybody. I talk about all in-season Concordia athletics. And we have a couple weeks that we were off because of spring break. We missed some action real quick. The end of winter sports. The winter sports, men's basketball, women's basketball, indoor track and field, and wrestling are coming to a close. As of right now, men's basketball is the only winter sport that is continuing, and we're going to dive right into them real quick. They opened up their NAIA national tournament against Indiana Northwest, and they defeated Indiana Northwest 96-78. It was an outstanding game, really well played by the men's. Leading that team was Noah Shute. He scored 21 points, and A.J. Watson really had a game of his own. He had 17 points. And Justin Wiersma and Carter Kent having 14 and Wiersma having 13. Everybody was really just flying around. They've really stepped it up for this national tournament. They are on another level, scoring 96 points. And then right after that, the next day, the next game against Marion University, they scored 90 points. So two 90-point games back-to-back in the national tournament. That should really show something that we are a very stout and very good team. In that Marion game, Noah Shute again led the Bulldogs with 20 total points. Carter Kent was right behind him with 19. Gage Smith had 16 of his own, and Justin Wiersma got 11 total points. Leading the Bulldogs in rebounds was Gage Smith. Gage Smith had 16 rebounds. He had just as many rebounds as he did points. 14 of those rebounds were on defense. This man was flying around left, right, and center, grabbing the ball, but not just grabbing the ball. He was shooting the ball and making it. This men's team has really stepped it up for this national tournament. It's insane on the level that we are playing at right now. And if we can continue this aggressiveness and just how well we're playing, we can win the national tournament. It's a very real possibility. We just have to believe and we have to do it. Their next game, again, will be in the national tournament, is against Indiana University Kokomo. That is on March 18th at 7 p.m. That's at the final site of the national tournament in Kansas City, Missouri. So, again, our men's basketball team has really finished this entire year out strong, and they are continuing their dominance in the national tournament, as they should. I'm excited to see how far they go. I'm excited to watch and cover all this. As for the women's, they also made the national tournament. However, it was the same thing as it has been all season. The women's led the game all the way up until the final 2 minutes. That's how it was. They ended up losing the game 62-58 against Benedictine College. And like I said, they led the game all the way until the 2 minutes. Going into the fourth quarter, we had a 10-point lead. And then 30 seconds in, we had a 13-point lead. And right after that, Benedictine just kept chipping away, chipping away, chipping away, until finally we were down by one with a minute 12 left in the game. We were down by one and we didn't score again. It's really hard to see the season come to an end just like this, especially after leading the whole game by about 10 points, the whole game, having a very comfortable lead, and then it just gets shattered in the final 2 minutes. That just shows that you need to play the full 60 minutes of the game and not just the first three quarters or even the first four quarters. You know, you got to play the whole game. Leading the Bulldogs was Sadie Powell. She had 16 total points. Tayshia Rushton had 12 right behind her. Sadie Powell also had 6 rebounds. She led the team there. And Riley Pauly and Tayshia Rushton each had 5 rebounds of their own. And Mackenzie Toomey had 4 assists. Bailey Conrad also had 4 assists. So like I said, I mean, the women's, they played well. They played well the entire game up until the last minute, not even 2 minutes. It's just we couldn't finish, and that's been a problem for them all season. There are numerous games that they would be leading up until the fourth quarter, or they would be leading by 3, 4, 5 points, and then they would end up losing in the final minute. It's hard to see, and you know, it's hard to see that's how it ended when it's been like that all season. But they'll be back. We are not retiring very many seniors, so this is a very young group. They ended up finishing with an overall record of 16-14, 13-9 in the GPAC. Not bad. It's not bad at all. It can be much better. It should be much better. And in the past seasons, this is the worst record we've had in a while. Last year, we had a record of 22-9 overall, 17-5 in the GPAC. And then in 2019 and 2020, we had a record of 32-2 overall, 21-1 in the GPAC. So it's just tough to see after having such winning ways, and then for us to barely go 500. It's just not what we're used to seeing, and they need to figure themselves out in the off season and come together as a team, because they are young. They will be back, and they'll be hungry next year. And I'm excited to watch them next year. I'm excited to watch them grow and see how much they have learned from this off season, because I feel like they might have been just expecting some things, but you got to do more than just expect it. You got to actually do it. We are going to continue with the women's side of sports as we transition over to the women's track team. The women's track team finished third in the nation, and this is their third straight top four finish in the NAIA Indoor Track and Field Championships. That team was helped by Josie Pels, who finished first place in the pole vault. Who else would finish first place? She is always shattering her own record, because she shattered the record last year and she's beaten it again this year. And then we also had four third place finishers in the women's side. So congratulations to our women's indoor track and field team finishing third place. That is outstanding. As for our men's finished 36th place, but that's okay. They did good. They had some very great and hard-fought athletes running, jumping, pole vaulting, throwing. Chase Berry was one of them. He did very well in the pole vault. He jumped a successful 15 feet 3 inches. Zach Bennett also was very good in the pole vault. He was just short of 15 feet 7 inches. He got 15 feet 5 inches. But back to our women's. Great, outstanding performance for the women's. As I said earlier, Josie Pels finished first in the pole vault. Her winning jump was 13 feet 5.41 inches. Erin Mapson also took third in the pole vault, 12 feet 4.42 inches. Two outstanding pole vaulters. And we have a total of 18 All-Americans for the men's and the women's. Congratulations to everyone and the list that follows. Rachel Battershell is an All-American in the 4x400-meter relay. They finished fifth. Carrie Bauer in the 4x800-meter relay. They finished third. Morgan DeJong in the weight throw finished fifth. Riley Hecker in the 1,000-meter run finished third, as well as helping out with the 4x800-meter relay when they finished third. Kaylin Heritage also in the 4x800-meter relay. Jacob Jennings in the 4x400-meter relay for the men's side. They finished eighth. Cade Kleckner, also part of that 4x400-meter relay. Jordan Kepke in the 600 meters. She finished third, as well as helping out in the 4x400-meter relay when they finished fifth. Sarah Lewis finished fifth as well, helping out that 4x400-meter relay. Wyatt Loga in the high jump finished fifth, as well as collecting those All-American honors. Erin Mapson, as we said before, finished third in the pole vault. McCoy Menke helped out that 4x400-meter relay when they finished eighth, as well as Colton Meyer helped out the 4x400-meter relay when they finished eighth. JC Piffer helped out the women's 4x400-meter relay. Josie Pels finished first in the pole vault. Grace Ryman is the last of that 4x800-meter relay when they finished third. Amy Richer in the pentathlon and Chris Wren in the weight throw finished fourth. Congratulations to everybody who went and competed, especially to those who placed and got All-American honors. Congratulations to the women's for finishing third. This is, like I said, their third straight top four finish. And it was just a really good meet for us. As well as for the men's side, they had a lot of great athletes perform. I mean, I said Chase Berry and Chris Wren also as well. But their season is over. They will move on to outdoor track and field. That will begin on March 26th at the Grand View Viking Relays in Des Moines, Iowa. The time is to be announced, but their season is coming up. That is going to be next week, so track and field is not over yet. However, The last and final winter sport has just finished up last week over spring break. Wrestling has finished and concluded their NAIA National Tournament. Mario Ybarra and Jacob Teals were the only two Concordia Bulldogs to make it to the National Tournament, and they each struggled. They had hard draws, and they both went in unseeded in the National Tournament. Each of them only collected one win on Friday, and they did not make it past the first session. Ybarra was unseeded at 133. He was hoping to earn a podium spot, just like how he did last season, and finished with an All-American honors. However, that was not the case when he went up against the 12th ranked 133-pounder first round. That's just a tough draw, really. He ended up losing that match 3-1. However, he came back and defeated his next opponent in sudden victory 6-4. Sadly, lastly, his career came to an end with a close loss, again 6-4, from a Baker University wrestler. Ybarra will graduate from Concordia with the fourth most wins in school history, collecting 76 total wins. It was a great career for him. It's really tough to see how it ended. He did his best, and we wish him the best on in the future with whatever he decides to do. As for Jacob Teals, he's looking to come back next year, bigger, stronger, faster. Went into the heavyweight bracket unseated, and his first draw was even harder than Ybarra's. His first draw was against a third-seeded Tommy Momer from Grandview University, Iowa. He competed really hard, but he ended up losing that match 6-3. And just like Ybarra, he won his second match via pin against Bethany College. But with his season coming to an end, he ended up losing to Doan yet again. He lost to one Doan wrestler in the GPAC tournament, and he lost to the other Doan wrestler in the national tournament. Doan ended up qualifying two heavyweights, which is kind of impressive, but that's not the point. Already, Teals has produced 54 victories, so he's definitely going to be on that all-time program list for victories. He is only a sophomore, and with that COVID year, he can have another year. So he could be here another 3 years if he really decides to. So he could really come back, and this future is bright for this young man. I'm excited to watch him wrestle and compete in the next years to come. Like I said, this was the end of the wrestling team's season, basically. These last two wrestlers, sadly, couldn't do much of the national tournament, but it was a very difficult national tournament this year. There was a lot of very good wrestlers, and it was just a hard draw of where they ended up. But there's always next year. Congratulations, and good luck to Ybarra in the future. That's all the time I got for you guys today. Thank you for listening to me and tuning in. Tune in next week, as we will begin the spring sports, baseball and softball. We will also talk about the men's national tournament again, as it should be wrapping up by that time. But thank you all for listening. Have a great day. Email me at cunekoopski@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter, @Koopski. Thank you all for listening. Have a great day. Bye.